This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sips Diet Coke from McDonald's.
And shh.
So now that I know it drives you crazy.
It's Am I the Jerk time.
Don't ever get on my nerves. I'm going to be like,
shh. My show is on. My show is on.
Okay, no, for real though. This is one of those conversations we have a lot in public, and it has to do with all of the different things we're dealing with when it comes to the world,
yeah.
And people,
yeah.
And ADHD and autism and all the things we're learning a lot more about that,
yeah.
We did not know much about, okay?
That part.
So this involves someone who got shushed at a movie theater, but there's more. And so we're just going to read it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She sent this in over the break. You can email us like she did. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. It's a moral dilemma. So send anything. Even if it makes you uncomfortable like this one. Here
even
we go.
It makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah, like this one. It says, good morning, Allie and DZ. This weekend, I attended a Christmas concert at the Riverside with my dad. Again, she sent this in over the holidays.
I know the one.
Yep. She said there were two guys behind us who were talking a lot during the show.
Mm.
I was actually surprised how my dad didn't say anything, and then it happened.
Mm.
He turned around and shushed them. He asked them to stop talking. He told them we paid good money and we would like to enjoy the show.
Fair. That's fair.
I agree. He also asked them if they wanted to call the usher over.
Okay.
Their responses, when I started to question, was he a jerk? The one guy spoke up and said, yeah, we paid money to enjoy the show too. Leave him alone. He's autistic.
Uh-huh.
Everything goes silent.
Everything shifts.
Nothing else is said. However, as a side note, during the intermission, I heard them talking about behind me, and they said, that guy really rattled him. He's taking a break in the hallway. They also said, how are you going to yell at an autistic kid for singing and having fun?
Aww.
Side note, he was not singing. They were talking.
They were talking. Yeah.
We had no idea he was autistic. How were we supposed to know? And is my dad the jerk for shushing them? I was like, these are like the conversations we have all the time and nobody wants to touch them. So let's touch them.
So we're going to open up the lines and let y'all touch them because
so
I don't want
to. Welcome to 2026. Wepa. DZ. Let's go.
No, let's get it for real.
No, let's talk about it for real because we have to talk about these things because it is uncomfortable. And I feel like that is the hardest thing to respond to when somebody goes, oh yeah, and they're autistic. It's like putting you like in a corner where now you're uncomfortable. You're like, well, now what do I do? I don't know what to do.
It pushes you into this immediate jerk box when you go, dog, I'm sorry that I hadn't made that inference before, bro.
Yeah.
I am just a person approaching another person as an equal human being.
Saying stop talking.
Saying, now shushing, where rude might call rude, calling the kettle black, right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have turned around and said, shh, be quiet, we paid money. Like, you were already aggressive because mm-hmm. you internalized it long enough. Mm-hmm. And then you turned around and reacted. You could have before gone, hey, do you guys mind talking a little quieter? And then the conversation could have been had in a different manner. Mm-hmm. Then maybe you would have turned around and realized, oh, this person is different. Because I'm going to say it. You can sometimes tell when people are different, mm-hmm. whether they're on the spectrum, whether they have a Down syndrome,
well,
whether they have a different illness or a disease.
Doesn't mean you don't know how to act in public, dude.
Fair.
There are lots of people that are autistic that have social issues. There's people 100%. That are autistic that don't. So, like, don't sit here and tell me. I could shout that out to anybody.
Now,
you wouldn't know.
Now, though you can't tell, there are circumstances where you can. And that's where I go, maybe just turning around as a human being and observing your surroundings before reacting to your surroundings, you would have gone, oh, maybe I don't say nothing. Or you know, maybe I understand, because I guarantee you that the level that he was using wouldn't have bothered you had you known that they were special needs.
If you take out the special needs part.
Yeah.
Immediate jerk or not the jerk at all for shushing the person behind you who's talking during this concert you paid a lot of money for?
You know
I'm just curious.
That's
like, if you take
fantastic
it out,
question.
What happens then?
The point for me is the shushing. You didn't react appropriately because now you made a scene and went,
that's
why
you say jerk.
I'm saying jerk whether you had special needs or not. Mm. Whether you could have turned around and looked at that person and gone, hey, do you guys mind talking a little quieter? Hey, do you guys mind not talking at all? You didn't approach it the right way. You came at him as a jerk because being even a normal human being, quote unquote, because nothing is normal, you could have still said, hey, please don't talk.
Somebody texted and said, not the jerk. My 11-year-old autistic child said, nope, be courteous.
I love it. Be courteous, but
again,
you shouldn't shush them. Courtesy stands in not shushing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, shushing is one of my biggest pet peeves. And I shush my kids all the time.
Okay, thank you. Same. 414-533-1037. Lots of texts coming in. She and her dad were at a concert over Christmas.
Over at Riverside.
At the Riverside. And two guys behind them were talking a lot. And her dad finally said something, you know, shushed the guy. And he said, hey, we paid money too. And this guy's autistic. And then it got awkward for everybody. And
basically said, he's autistic. Leave us alone and let him talk.
And she said, how are we supposed to know he's autistic? And is my dad the jerk for shushing them? And she said, and they weren't singing, they were talking. Mm-hmm. So there's the full picture for you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Look at that. Woo. You send out a secret invite for a private regulars party, and they all start coming back,
all
don't they?
All of a sudden, word spreads like wildfire.
To be on this show, you got to call 5 days in a row and get your own theme song.
Yep.
If you don't have a theme song, you could still call in and be on the show.
Well, I was going to say, you can still be on the show.
Today, we have a lot of regulars on the phone because this is, am I the jerk for shushing him? And then they find out he's autistic after they shush him at a concert.
It's a little awkward.
The whole thing's awkward. Let's start with Paulina in Milwaukee. Got her own theme song. They're all calling to say Happy New Year, I feel like.
100%.
Hey,
Paulina.
Good morning.
What up? Good to hear from you.
Morning.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So is this woman and her dad, are they jerks for shushing the guy?
I say yes, jerk. And I agree with DZ 100%. It's not because they told them to be quiet, it's how they told them to be quiet.
That part.
You could have just turned around way nicer and said, hey, can you guys keep it down a little bit? You know, like, you're kind of getting, your volume's getting too high.
You know
I'm trying to watch the show.
You know what my pet peeve is? When the wrong person gets blamed for somebody else's actions. And then
what do you mean?
Like, you step up and you try to say something like, be quiet.
Yeah.
And now we're all mad at the guy who was talking, not the guy, the messenger who stood up for everybody and said, shut up already. Now we're mad at the guy who told him to shut up. He was helping us out, man.
I hear what you're saying. But
you know what I mean?
There's a nicer way of saying it.
There's a nicer way. You let it build up.
It's not at all about the disability or anything.
Nope.
Like, disabled or not, it's just that's... it's rude as hell to somebody like that. Just
that's
fair. Say it differently, please.
Okay. You know, I don't know if I realized it was so rude.
Shushing is considered very rude to a lot of people.
It's somebody you don't know. Yeah, it's kind of rude to me.
What if
you
I do it to
like
DZ?
If it's your family or something, it's fine.
If you know
like
it bothers me and you're just doing it, then you just bother me.
Well, then don't get on my nerves and I won't do it.
Then it's just it's siblings, right? I mean, then you're just going, I know it gets under your skin, so I'm a shh. Then you just be a sibling.
My three kids are autistic and I they know better than to, you know, I take them to movies all the time, and they're very quiet during movies.
Well, you're
movies,
a great example.
100%. I don't want anybody to turn around and shush my kids.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll say it nicer.
Exactly.
And then I'll tell them to be quiet.
There's a way to say it, and then I will help you help them be quiet. Because, sure, and everybody's volume gets out. Allie, you and me are loud people.
Very loud.
Autism or not, you know what I'm saying? We are very loud people.
You know, with my kids, it's very true that it's the way that you say certain things to them can trigger them. So shushing them or yelling at them is not a great way to go, because you're going to trigger something.
It's,
you know,
like saying relax,
say something
to a woman
nicely, then let the parent handle it. You know, something like
calm
that.
Down. That's like saying calm down. Yeah,
yeah. All right,
good luck
jerk
with that.
It is. All right, Paulina, thanks for calling. Let's see if anybody agrees with you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Talk to you later. Much love.
Love
bye.
You. All right, let's go to Autumn in New Berlin and see if she agrees with Paulina. Autumn's one of the newest theme song holders. She got her own theme song at the end of 2025.
Was she the last one of 2025?
Maybe.
She might have been the last.
Been.
Yeah.
She's getting an invite. Her and Waylon.
I think Autumn was the last song in 2025.
Autumn, good morning.
Morning.
Happy New Year. We haven't talked
Happy
to you
New
yet.
Year.
You and everybody else who's finally coming back this week, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Paulina said jerk for shushing the guys behind him that were talking at the concert. They find out later he's autistic. Are they the jerks?
I would say jerk because of how she worded it, and DZ. It's how you approach it. I have a son that's autistic as well, and I teach my kids who are autistic, it's not an excuse in public to use your disability out there.
Yeah.
But it's how you approach it, and then, like she said, it's going to trigger them even more, and then they're going to shut down, and it could get a lot worse and more escalated. So it's how you don't know who you're approaching. You got to approach it different ways.
Yeah.
Like, in public.
Let's put it to you like this. Allie, we're at a show, right? And you and me are talking. We're kind of loud. Somebody turns around and shushes us. We're going to talk louder.
Probably.
You know, now you got an enemy in me. Now,
it's funny because Hudson talks all the time at movies and I constantly go, shh,
be quiet.
Quiet, dude.
Had you then maybe been bothered and somebody turns around and gives you a glance, gives you a glare, maybe like a look, like, come
on.
See,
I would glare before I would shush someone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I would have taken the glare and been like, hey, maybe we talking a little bit loud. Hey, be quiet. You take social cues.
If you're nicer in
that
how
part,
you approach it.
That part,
right.
Thank you, Autumn. Yep.
Yes, and I get that. You could totally take this situation and be like, treat everything with kindness, and if you would have nicely turned around and said, please be quiet, you know, would they have turned around and said, we're sorry, he's autistic and kept talking? Like, I don't know.
I guess it's not even about the kindness for me. It's just the clear act of the shush is so rude that I didn't need you to be kinder. I just needed you to take a step. They internalized it so many times, they probably wanted to turn around and look or say something, and they didn't until it built up and they snapped.
You know what I'm saying about how we're gaslighting them and they were the ones doing nothing wrong at the end of the day.
I disagree. I think
it's
they were doing
they
wrong.
Do
they shushed.
Wrong.
That shushing
it's
is wrong.
They shushed the people that wouldn't shut up.
Shushing is wrong. It handled
so
inappropriately.
During an expensive concert.
I'm not gaslighting. I just disagree with your point. I don't think shushing is considered okay in any scenario.
Carl in Milwaukee said, you don't shush adults. You ask adults to be quiet.
You wish. We wish.
All right, Autumn. So you go jerk. That's two jerks.
Yes.
All right.
All
thanks
right.
for calling.
Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year. Good to hear from
Happy
you.
Happy New Year. Love you guys.
Love you.
You back. Bye.
All right, last but not least, Julie is in Oak Creek, the OC today.
Oh,
another
snap.
Theme song holder.
We got a lot of theme songs in this bad boy.
Somebody said DZ just showed his true colors. He hates shushing because he's the loud, obnoxious one.
You're right.
He doesn't accept the shush.
You're right. No, you're right.
Shushing isn't rude. Loud people are. Leave us alone. Now back on your
Bye.
Side.
Bye.
I agreed with them until they said loud people aren't fun. I said, whatever.
Julie, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So, are they the jerks for shushing the guys behind them at the Christmas concert? And then the guy says, he's autistic. Are they the jerks?
100% the jerks.
Ooh,
and I don't care if the person is autistic or not. Anybody who shushes anyone, they are getting punched in the Richard.
Shout out Richard. Oh, last name Johnson.
That's funny.
Exactly.
Oh, so you really don't like shushing that much. Is it a trigger for you like it is for me a little bit?
It is a huge trigger. I've been with my husband over 30 years. He has shushed me twice.
Ooh.
Both times in public. And Ooh. Let me tell you.
That's why he's missing two fingers.
How are you still married? Two fingers and a toe.
For each shush. Boy, what?
All right, Julie. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling.
He knows better now because he knows now I'm not putting up with it.
His name is Richard. We love you so much, Julie.
All right, Julie. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Happy New Year. Have a good day. Love you.
Bye. Love you back. Bye.
I love it when people say love you. It's so good.
Bruh.
All right. It's Jerk, dude. Jerk Broom. For shushing the people behind you.
Sweep.
You guys are out of your minds.
Vacuum. Seal it
You're
up.
Tripping, but okay.
Mail it to them and so they know. Jerk.
Jerkity jerk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,